Morning. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. From the psalm that we just hear, Psalm 100, we highlight, we are his people. As the apostles witnessed at the very beginning of the Christian church, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. I cannot stop speaking either about my great experience in Africa, especially in Mozambique. And like the Apostle Paul and Barnabas did when they returned to Jerusalem from their first missionary trip, when they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he opened the door of faith to the Gentiles, I want to report some of God's deeds in this opportunity as well. And because, as it happened in the beginning of the Christian church, that the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved, I can say that a new Pentecost is happening in Mozambique, and God is adding more and more people to his family. While they had 10 congregations in August last year, now they have 42 congregations, less than 1 year. While they had 1,000 members last year, they have now more than 3,000 members. And the church is also spreading now from the villages, from the bush, to the cities. We are God's people. We confess in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. Who are those saints? Psalm 100 says, we are his people. Who are these we? Our vision of church is sometimes a little bit narrow, and we are tempted to think only about ourselves when we talk about the church, that we are his people. Our concerns are about ourselves. What are our local needs? What are our local plans? What are our problems? What are our challenges? Of course, we have to be responsible for the church of God among us and for the people around us. This is our first duty. But we need to have a broader vision of God's church, and we have to look outside the windows and outside our country and see what God is doing there. Even though the Israelites of the Old Testament had a very narrow sense of God's people, God always tried to show them that his plan was to reach all peoples with his love and salvation, sending the Messiah not just to the Israelites, but to all. And our psalm begins with the words, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth." And many other passages of the Old Testament forecast that the kingdom of God would expand to all the nations. And the summit of this plan happened when the crucified and resurrected Christ said to his disciples and to us, "Go now into all the world and preach the good news to all creatures and make disciples of all nations." And the good news reached Mozambique as well in 2006, just 10 years ago. I went there towards the end of 2007 as a translator for the American Mission Director for Africa, because my mother tongue is Portuguese, like it is in Mozambique as well. It was a former Portuguese colony. But God had bigger plans. The doors were open to begin a theological training program in Portuguese to prepare local pastors. Supported by the Concordia Seminar of Brazil, I began with the theological education program in 2010. Intensive courses, 2 or 3 weeks per year, and during the month they came together to study by themselves. The 8 first candidates were a little scared to begin new missions while studying, but even so, the church grew from 6 to 10 congregations during that time. But after the graduation and ordination in August last year, filled with the Holy Spirit, they went to the villages around their churches and to further places as well, preaching the good news of Jesus to many others. And they have been called to go to further places as well. Let me just share some recent mission stories that we collect when we were there in June. Ernesto was born in Chisomba, province of Tete, the other side of the river. He had also many friends and relatives in the small village of Muanda. As a young adult, he decided to cross the Zambezi River looking for a better opportunity of life this side of the river. He became a Lutheran Christian through the mission efforts of Pastor Alfazema, a former refugee, founder of the church there. And very soon, he became the leader of the church that was planted in his village, Mpango. When the theological education program began, he was among the first students. But he was always thinking about his home village, about his family, about his friends. After he was ordained in August last year, he decided to visit them and to share the gospel with them. He took his motorbike and crossed the pedestrian bridge over the Zambezi River and faced several kilometers of dirt road to reach his home village, Chisomba. We did the same way with him in his motorbike. He was very well accepted. People asked him more about Jesus, asked him more about God's love, about that message of the gospel, and asked him to come again. His friends from Wanda that heard that he was around, please come to our village too and share the good news with us. Two churches were planted in that area, and Pastor Ernesto goes there regularly, celebrating services under a tree, where we celebrated as well last June. The second story is about Rui. After his ordination, he's now a pastor, he invited his oldest son and some leaders of his congregation, and they began to visit the other villages in the bush around his church. People were eager to hear what they had to share. And some said, "We always see your church in Kapaseni, but we had never thought that you would come to visit us here far in the bush." Four churches were planted around Kapaseni. When we visited Kapaseni last June, he called all the five churches together in one place. It was the first place that we visited. 400 people came together. The church couldn't fit them. We had a service outside, singing, dancing, clapping, and sharing with them the gospel. And so, the church is growing. From 2012 to 2015, Brazilian pastors going there baptized 1,045 adults and children. Each services, the last one we had 85 baptisms of adults, of children. Coming back to our psalm, King James Version says in the first verse, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." That as we sing. What does it mean? Joyful noise. And this is literally how people in Mozambique and most of Africa worship the Lord. Before the service begins, outside and inside the church, they sing and dance to the rhythm of the drums, making a joyful noise unto the Lord. But when it's time to listen to God's word, to receive the absolution, to be comforted by the gospel, even the children sit quiet on the floor and consecrated. They are God's people, like we are God's people, by the same faith in Jesus, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Remember the young church in Mozambique in your prayers. God bless you. Amen.